It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig Show. And you can listen, laugh, and learn from all over the universe and the world. And I am here with my fabulous friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm good with a oink and a moo.
Okay.
So, everything good with you, Mildred?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. Guess what? We went for a walk last night, like right before the sun went down, you know, early evening. It's still light out.
Yeah, like at dusk.
Yeah, dusk. We saw two bats.
You saw two bats?
Yeah, not the baseball bats.
No, I get it.
Yeah, we saw two bats. Farmer Tommy said they look like flying mice.
Well, they kind of do, huh? They're furry. They're furry little animals with wings.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, but Lilinette said that they're mammals just like we are.
Right, they're mammals. They have fur and they give their babies milk.
Yeah, Farmer Tommy said they only have one baby a year, a bat.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just saw two of them. We think they live on under the bridge down the street because we don't have any caves around here.
Right.
But, you know, it's getting warmer, so there's some insects flying around.
That's right. That's probably what they were doing because they eat thousands and thousands of mosquitoes and other insects.
Yeah. And then they, what else did they eat?
Well, they eat fruit, but they're really important to making the fruit grow and be fertilized because that's what they do. They go in and they have, their tongue is 3 inches long.
Yeah.
And so they get the nectar and then they get it on their wings and they go to the next fruit tree and that's how they pollinate. I mean, if it weren't for the bats, there wouldn't be any bananas, avocados, mangoes. I mean, that's how they get pollinated from the fruit bat.
Yeah, in the southern places where they grow that stuff.
And like the nuts and the figs, the bats, they eat that and then they ingest the seeds and then they drop the seeds, you know.
Yeah, that's how they grow another fruit tree and a fig tree because the bat drops the seeds.
That's right.
And they also have other droppings, Mildred.
Yeah, well, that's a nice word.
Yeah, and now that it's called a dung.
Right, the bat dung.
It's also called guano. It's very important. The guano is very, very high in it fertilizes your soil. If you get the dung, the guano that has nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium. People use the bat droppings to fertilize their plants.
It's true. It's also very medicinal, the droppings.
What do you mean?
Well, not just the droppings themselves, but the fact that there are so many plants that are medicinal that people grow for medicine to help. But without the bats, these plants would not be fertilized and they wouldn't flourish. They have to be fertilized and pollinated.
Yeah, like the birds and the bees and the bats.
Yes.
You know, they have those wings. They're pretty trippy.
Yeah, the wings on a bat are very unusual. They're not like a bird.
No.
Bats don't have any feathers.
No.
I mean, a bird flaps its whole wing and it can take off from the ground.
Yeah.
But a bat is different. The bat, the bones in the wings are very similar to the human bones in the hand. They're like fingers. And then they have that web in between where the bat moves each bone individually, and that's how it makes its flight. It doesn't flap the whole wing. It moves each bone individually. Yeah, it's like a thin layer of skin that covers the bones and attaches.
That's crazy.
And you know, the bat, they can fly. There's a certain species that the Mexican free-tailed bat, it can fly 10,000 feet into the air.
Like the bald eagle?
Yeah, they can fly that high.
We did a podcast on a bald eagle.
We did. That was episode 51.
Yeah, we invite our listeners to go back and listen to previous episodes.
All right. And this same Mexican free-tailed bat, it can fly 99 miles per hour.
Oh, man. If he just tried a little bit harder, he could fly 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Where do they live in Mexico?
Well, they do. They also live in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pinky, there's this cave. It's called Bracken Cave, and it is the summer home to the largest colony of bats in the world. 20 million Mexican free-tailed bats roost in this cave.
Wow.
Yeah, it's outside of San Antonio, Texas.
20 million bats?
Well, over the, you know, the summer months.
You know, they hang upside down.
Well, they do, because that's the best place where they can take off from, because they're not like a bird. They can't just like take off from the ground, most of them. So when they hang upside down, now they just drop, and now boom, now they got their flight going.
Yeah, how do they hang upside down to sleep that way?
They do, and what happens, everything relaxes, and they're just designed to do that, and the tendons and the muscles, when they get upside down and they get their claws in there, everything just relaxes, and they can fall sound asleep.
That's cool. And Farmer Tommy said they can hibernate like a bear.
Right. Some bats hibernate. Some will fly to a warmer climate, but they can hang upside down like in a tree and be sound asleep, and a rainstorm can come and encompass them in water, and it can freeze, and they can still survive.
That's one tough bat.
And they use sonar to tell them where they are.
Oh, yeah, they make out a sound, and then a vibration bounces off, and then they know where they are.
Like dolphins and whales.
Yeah, lots of animals use that.
Yes. Yeah, Pinky, the bat is native to North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia.
Yeah.
Bats can live to be 40 years old.
That's awesome. Lady Lynette said they have a belly button, didn't
they? Yeah, they have a belly. Well, they're a mammal. They have a belly button. They're attached to their mother with the umbilical cord.
I wonder if it's an innie or an outie.
I don't know. But they are the only actual flying mammals.
Yeah, well, you have the flying squirrel.
Right. It doesn't really fly. It just has the skin between the arm and the body. So it has some... When it falls, it can slow itself down. It's not really a flying mammal.
No. And then the flying squirrel, and then the sugar glider, that's like a opossum. It has that same skin between the arm and the body, slows it down when it falls. That's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, I think so.
But anyway, yeah. The bats are the only actual flying mammals, and they're really good at it.
They are, and there's... basically, two different categories. There's the mega bats. You know, that's the big ones.
Yeah, like the flying fox bat.
Right, very good. That has a 6-foot wingspan.
That's a big bat.
Right, and then there's the little micro bats. They're tiny. They're just the size of a thumbnail of a human, and they weigh less than a penny. That's the little, it's called a hognose bat.
I like it.
Yeah. But they really are amazing creatures. They go back 80 million years ago. They lived with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're tough bats. They're still around. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Do you have a poem?
Probably.
Yes, please.
Well, Pinky, I actually couldn't come up with a nice bat poem or quote or anything.
That's okay, Mildred. I'll tell you something I heard Farmer Tommy say to Lady Lynette one time. I'm not sure where he heard it.
That's okay.
Farmer Tommy said, "You are dearer to me than all the bats in all the caves in all the world."
Oh, that's sweet.
I know, they're sweet. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mildred. I love you.
I love you.